Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Ho, ho, ho. Goopa, goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This is a Christmas special, and it starts and ends with just... Oh, fuck you.
Do you mind? We're trying to play. Snowies? Oh, that's the wrong bit, isn't it? Right. Yeah. Snow is falling all around me. Children playing, having fun. Tis the season, love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone. Snow is falling all around me. Children playing, having fun. Tis the season. Sure, it's more than this first. Merry Christmas, everyone. Guitar solo. Ready, chorus. You're listening to Guanabats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
It's the Punky Radio. It's sort of Christmas special, isn't it? We're a couple of days before Christmas, but I'm in the Christmas mood. Are you?
Yes.
Right. Well, before...
I'm getting there.
Before I tell you about this song, I am going to, as it's Christmas, I'm going to open a beer, all right?
Okay.
Hope you heard that. I'm going to pour it now as well.
I did hear that, yeah.
I don't know whether you can hear that. Yeah, excellent. And it's a little bit controversial for Christmas, Tony. I've actually got I've got a Piston Head lager.
Okay.
If it was called Piston Stoned, it would be like my last Christmas. So that was Far Q. They're a mad band, Tony.
They are.
They are a mad band. What's their Bandcamp page?
Farq.bandcamp.com.
And how are you spelling Far Q?
F-A-R-Q-U-E? C-U-E, sorry?
I've been a bit of a cheat there, because Far Q's actually got a hyphen. FAR-CUE.bandcamp.com. Set one, Tony Nil. After what you did to me last week, Tony, with the 14-0, I'm taking anything I get here. Far Q are nuts. That's the end of it.
Okay.
It's Far Q are, let me get this right, the guitarist out of Frenzy and the drummer out of I Don't Know. And, oh, now I've got confused. I think it's the bass player out of Coffin Nails. But anyway, they're all West Country based. And they got themselves together as a bit of a joke punk band. And they've just become absolute legends down there. And I saw them at Inkfest in 2013 with my mate Steve. And we both agreed that they were just one of the best live bands we'd ever seen. They were hilarious. The drummer is a legend. And that track that they're just calling Shaky and So Am I is taken from their live EP Jingle Bollocks, which is out now. So do check them out via their Bandcamp page, and we will be playing more Far Q stuff in 2015, I'm sure, because I love them.
Cool.
Yeah, right, I've got some facts here, with some Christmas facts, Tony.
Okay.
I'm just going to read out a few. I'm just going to read out some random facts about the show about Christmas. This first one's a bit of a classic. A lot of people thought about this before. US scientists calculated that Santa would have to visit 822 homes a second to deliver all the world's presents on Christmas Eve, travelling at 650 miles a second. So do you know what I think?
What's that?
I think Santa's a load of bollocks.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Huh.
Now, this is interesting, Tony. I've nicked this from the Daily Mirror, by the way. Robins on cards were a joke 150 years ago when postmen wore red tunics and were named after them. So there's actually no festive robinness at all other than a load of nuts.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Would you like another fact?
Yeah, please.
Despite the tale of three wise men paying homage to baby Jesus, the Bible never gives a number. Matthew's gospel refers to merely wise men. How about that? There could have been 15 of them. Could have been a football team full. There could have been 96 wise men.
Religion lies to me.
So the first fact, we find out that Santa's completely made up. Then we find out that Robin's got nothing to do with Christmas. And now we've found out that the wise men, who knows?
It's all about the sort, just knocking down all my dreams.
Right, would you like one more fact in this bit?
Yes, please.
There is no reference to angels singing anywhere in the Bible.
Really?
So Hark the Herald Angels Sing, a load of bollocks as well. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Destroying my childhood.
Oh, totally. Merry Christmas. I'm going to have to crack on with the next song. This is, all right, this is brilliant, right? So I was looking around the net for Christmas songs, and there's a website, and it's a Christmas advent calendar, right? So it's all the advent days of Christmas, and each time you click the day, you get a punk rock song.
Oh, nice.
By the same fella. Okay. He's done a whole lot. But you can only do them, you can't jump ahead, you can only open them on the day. So, for example, I opened the 16th one on the 16th. If I tried to open the 17th one on the 16th, then I got this big mess saying, oi, it's not ready yet.
Blimey.
Yeah.
What were these web developers thinking next?
And the guy's called Jimmy Sevier.
Okay.
And he's quite clearly one of the finest punk rockers to ever come out of Reading.
Nice.
He's done his thing and I absolutely loved it. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the website?
JimmySevier.co.uk?
No, punk-christmas.com. Even I'm going hyphen crazy at the start of the show.
Wow.
And then you get to the advent calendar right there. And by the time you hear this, you will be able to listen to all of the songs on it. Some of them brilliant. About to play one right now. This is it. Jimmy Sevier, Christmas Dream.
Yeah.
You're listening to Rick Smorton Sound Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Jimmy Sevilla, Christmas Dream. Do you know what? We might play one of those tracks next year. Or we might even do more. Who knows? That's the one for Christmas.
Very nice.
Have you got any Facebook for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
You know, I nearly sang it.
You nearly forgot again, didn't you?
No, I nearly sang it.
Did you?
Yeah. How weird.
Well, that's just... Now you've found out the angels don't, you think you've got a cracking chance of getting into heaven. I know how your mind works.
Oh, yeah. Don't ruin heaven for me. I've just found out Santa's not a real and angels don't sing.
Some more of these facts are going to really wreck your festive period, my friend.
Yep, thanks for Facebook comments. If you have a Facebook comment for us, please do leave it. Facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, ways to get in touch. Send us one over the festive period. We had one, I should say, one from Frederick Johnson, who's saying happy holidays and all that bar humbug. P&T, don't get stuck in Germany, Tony and Paul. Don't get into the eggnog too early. Other than that, have fun. It's just Xmas once a year. Cheers, Fred.
Well, yeah, thank you very much, Fred. Merry Christmas to you as well. And I'm sorry that I haven't seen you for so long.
No.
Hopefully that will sort itself out in 2015 with a Fred-style trip to the UK or maybe even me returning to Sweden. Who knows, Tony?
Who knows?
Who knows indeed. But anyway, Merry Christmas to you, my friend, and to all your mates.
There you go. That's all we've had on Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
And you knew what was going on that time as well.
Yes. Which I remember right. The second time. It's the first time it gets me. I don't know.
First time always throws you.
Don't know why. Anyway.
I think it's about time we heard a track from what I described in the 1980s as the Psychobilly Sergeant Pepper. What do you think?
Yes, go for it.
All the way from 1983 and Ooh Walla Walla, this is King Kurt, Gather Your Limbs.
Coming back from Zulu land, where I'll spend my holiday. I'll start off in a leper's home, where my soul was saved. Hell, Galileos, Galileos, Jesus, if I'm out of sin. Galileos, Galileos, Jesus, if I'm out of sin. Galileos, Galileos, Jesus, if I'm out of sin. Galileos, Galileos, Jesus, if I'm out your sin.
Jesus H. Christ.
I met a man whose name was Jesus, and he said he was God's son. He laid his hand upon my
leg, so I kissed him on the mouth. Yep,
Galileos,
sail. Galileos, Galileos, Jesus, if I'm out, we'll sail. Galileos, Galileos, Jesus, if I'm out, we'll sail. Galileos, Galileos, Jesus, if I'm out, we'll sail.
Mighty Berserker.
You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was King Kurt and Gather Your Limbs. You might recognise the tune, you wouldn't recognise the words. One of the best albums I have ever owned, still available right now. If you get King Kurt, Ooh Walla Walla, you will not be disappointed. I know it's a long time ago and we normally play new music, but hey, it's Christmas, we play what we like, yeah?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. What's King Kurt's website?
Well, I'll default to what I usually think is, which is alcoholicrat.co.uk.
And you'll be wrong, because it's kingkurt.com.
Yeah.
They finally got hold of it. That probably be an instant 3, Tony Neil. This is a sweet festive revenge after last week. And hello to the various members of King Kurt who have become my friends.
That's true.
I know, like the band that I worshipped as a teenager, I now think they're a bunch of drunk old gits. But anyway, there you go. These things happen. And best of luck to King Kurt for 2015 as well. May you live long and prosper, etc. Which is a Star Trek. Oh God, that's weird. I've got to let that go. I've got to let my connection between Star Trek and King Kurt go. But suffice to say that I went out with a girl when I was 17, and I was into King Kurt, and she was in Star Trek, and we agreed if we had kids, and we had a boy and a girl, the boy would be called Kurt Kirk.
Right.
And the girl would be called Uhura Wahoo.
Nice.
So I've told you anyway. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. Right, so this is a bit weird. Let's not do about last week's and this week's, because the festive thing is all mixed up. I'm just going to give you some more facts.
Okay.
All right. So here, how about this one? Jesus was probably born in a cave and not a wooden stable, say biblical scholars.
Right.
Working on the basis there wasn't Jesus, of course.
Okay. Any more information on how they come up with that?
No.
Yeah. So we just have to believe these scholars.
I've just got facts. Well, let's face it, we've been believing everything else for 2,000 years, mate. Just go with this.
Okay.
How about this one? The abbreviation Xmas, which you're personally very fond of, and I don't use myself, I think it's lazy, isn't irreligious. The letter X is a Greek abbreviation for Christ. So you're actually completely legitimised by writing down Xmas rather than Christmas.
See, that's right all along.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Still doesn't mean I like you. So, how about this one? This is a good one. Many theologians estimate that Jesus wasn't born on December the 25th, but sometime in September between 6 BC and 30 AD. But how do they know it was in September if there's 36 years in it?
That's a good point.
If they've only got him down to being born sometime in those 36 years, why say September? I'm having that one. I'm leaving Christmas Day as it is.
Okay.
And I'll give you one last one for the next song. So how about this then? Because you know how we didn't used to have turkey in the UK. The Americans invented that. They started doing turkey with Thanksgiving. We ended up adopting it for Christmas.
Okay.
Do you know what the traditional Christmas meal in England was before the advent, on the Christmas theme, of the turkey?
What would it be? No, I can't think of anything. What was it?
Well, are you not even going to have a go?
Okay, let me say a fat chicken.
Pig's head with mustard.
Oh, okay. No, I wouldn't have gone for that one.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Grandma. Good God, you go around... Would you like to have Christmas dinner? No, not really. I don't really know what... I don't really like what you're cooking. Two songs in a row, Tone.
Okay.
We'll do that, can't we? So, and again, keeping up our festive theme, this one's jumping forward a week, Wonk Unit. We all love Wonk Unit, off their latest album, Nervous Racehorse. What is Wonk Unit's website?
WonkUnit.com.
WonkUnit.co.uk. Poorly being in set four, Tony Neil. I actually thought you might have got two of these, and I'm loving it, loving it, loving it. I'm loving it like this. Stay tuned for Frantic Flintstones and for a special Christmas message from me. But first, this is New Year's resolution. Comes my Christmas message. It's very nice to see, and I hope you'll enjoy it. It really is from me. I like it very much, and Merry Christmas to you. Here comes my Christmas poem, Fa-li-la-li-la-loo. We gave Santa Claus a nice mince pie, we gave him a glass of rum, and then he emptied both his sacks straight into my mum. Cha!
Shine the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
Back to me, rock! stars all down. Everybody here gonna shout till we all break out. We're a bubble with freedom, rock back, see you, rockin' it back. Back to the car.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Frantic Flintstones and Oh Little Town of Bedrock. Now, they did do a Christmas album. I've actually got this on an early best of. Frantic Flintstones again, an old psychobilly band from the 1980s, really, but they just kept going. Mm. And they've brought out so many albums now and still a top live act when they can get it together to get on stage. They are fantastic. And Puck, who I know is their bass player now. I'm actually not, I know everyone, I don't. I just know some people no one else ever heard of. What is Frantic Flintstones Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Frantic Flintstones.
Facebook.com/Frantic Flintstones official. Mm. Paul Bean is at 5, Tony Neil. Ha! And I don't think I said quite enough about Wonky in it before we played them, but obviously our mates are one of the best bands we play on the show, aren't they, would you say?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, right. I just think they're brilliant. And hopefully I'll see them in 2015 as well. And hello to Alex the Mighty Cougar. I hope you're well, my friend. Right.
Maybe they'll do the 10th anniversary, but who knows?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
That would be a nice idea, but I don't know.
I'm sure we can persuade them. Fuck it, we'll stick them in a van with limousine up the road. It'd be great.
Oh, nice.
Right.
Anyway, yes.
Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig
Guide. Oh, 12. You weren't expecting that, were you?
I weren't.
I wasn't either. Huh? Quite frankly.
Yep, it's still there. Do check out 12 Bar whilst you can. It's still on Denmark Street. Do check it out. This week, Saturday to Monday. This Saturday, the 27th, it's closed for Christmas. So it's Christmas Day and Boxing Day and Christmas Eve. It's actually closed. So it's open on Saturday, 27th. 16 Guns, The Bleach Boys,
Boy.
Dog Rotten, and Tara Who? It's London Calling Night. So it's going to be good. So what do you reckon?
£6.
It is. And there's more to be confirmed on that bill as well, so it'll be a good night.
Yeah.
Sunday night, SEX and White Pigeon. Who knows? How much do you think Sunday evening?
Ooh. £6 again.
£5.
Oh.
Monday night, 29th, it's another London Calling Night. It's the London Sewage Company. Chris Pope and the UK's, Cult 45's, the Coffin Dodgers, and introducing Rosie Alina.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah, Monday night. What do you reckon?
Fiver.
£6.
Oh, it's messing with my mind, 12 bar.
656.
656, five doors down from the beast.
Yeah.
Probably more than nodding terms with him. Probably even knows the name of his dog.
Maybe sometimes gets his post delivered if he's out.
Might do. If you just scribbled down the address.
Yeah.
Well, imagine that. I wonder what sort of post the beast gets. Do you think he gets nectar points?
Lost dreams and broken promises, mostly, I think.
Oh, totally. Sometimes I think you think these things through. So, is that it for there?
That's it, yeah.
So that concludes
Tony's
International Gig
Guide.
Right, I'm going to play you something brilliant now.
Okay.
All right. King Slum in the Cumberland 3. A great party band live, just a great band live. But as far as I know, they've only ever recorded one Christmas song. We've actually played it before, I believe, around Christmas time, but not for 2 or 3 years. So we're playing it again, whether you like it or not, just because I love it so much. What is King Salami and the Cumberland Three's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/King Salami and the Cumberland Three.
And how are you doing the three?
The number
the numeric. Tony gets one. Boys being set 5, Tony 1. This is Suck It To Me Santa.
Hey Santa, Santa, hey Santa, do you have anything for me in your sack?
Cause Santa's got a brand new bag.
The smartest peanut in the turd.
You're listening to Sandwichy Surfers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Oh, did you like my Christmas message, by the way?
I did.
It took ages.
Was there a harmonica in that?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't do it all with my voice. And hello and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to Jeff Ugly Shoes of Sandwichy Surfers as well, while we're here, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, I've got some more Christmas facts for you, Tony. I believe you might have one or two for me.
I do.
Hey, I'll tell you what, why don't I do one and then you do one, like on that proper radio show?
Okay. Go ahead.
Factoids. All right, so here goes then. The Greeks celebrate Christmas on January the 7th, according to the old Julian calendar, while Christmas presents are open on New Year's Day. Tony, this is because the Greeks are clearly bellends.
January the 7th?
Yeah.
Weird. Did you know Japanese people traditionally eat KFC for Christmas dinner? Thanks to a successful marketing campaign 40 years ago, KFC is so popular customers must place their Christmas orders 2 months in advance.
Good Lord.
Crazy.
I had no idea.
Yeah, me neither.
Alright, well, how about this then? The long shopping spree before Christmas began in America when relatives of soldiers posted overseas in the Second World War were encouraged to mail gifts early. Makes sense, doesn't it? But that also means that technically Adolf Hitler is responsible for Black Friday.
Booker.
Hello.
Did you know that an artificial Christmas tree would have to be reused more than 20 years to be greener than just buying a fresh cut tree annually?
Is that right?
That's right.
I'm very surprised at that.
Yeah.
All right then, I've got one last fact here.
Okay.
Astronomers believe the Star of Bethlehem, which guided the wise men to Jesus, may have been a comet or the planet Uranus.
Always funny.
It never stops being funny, does it, Uranus? No. Actually, no. Uranus really doesn't.
It really doesn't.
We ever going to hear that story?
Probably.
Right. Perhaps
you can now.
Perhaps you can make that. No, make it a resolution for 2015.
There you go.
Can we have that story in 2015? Can we?
Sure we can.
Can we? Because everything's all right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we can.
Yeah.
All right, brilliant. Oh, Tony, you'd be like Mr. Christmas if that happened. I might do one more track. So I'll see if I can just find. Oh, look, one. Let me just see if I can find one last fact before we do the next bit. I've always wondered this. Boxing Day, which we have in the UK, but they don't have in America, for example, do they?
No.
But Boxing Day gets its name from all the money collected in church alms boxes for the poor.
Okay.
And not everyone repackaging their presents and sending them back to the shop because they're rubbish. There you go. Well, there's some vaguely interesting facts. Right, and I said that like a minute. Here's Men with Ven, the worst Christmas ever.
Grandma lost her teeth. She was blowing a trombone. She found it in a skip as she was walking home. Dad went to pick her up, but one of his tyres was flat. Mum got so distracted, she tumble-dried the cat. Then the Christmas tree caught fire. The presents went up in smoke. We couldn't buy another thing, cos we were stony broke. Me mum said,
on
the bell began to blub. So Uncle Keith said, blow this, I'm going down the pub.
It was the worst Christmas ever. No turkey, no crackers, no beer. It was the worst Christmas ever since last year.
Tropical fish were boiled alive. The dog pissed on the twiglets instead of stuffing in the bird. Me mum left in the giblets. The sherry was like vinegar. The gin was more like bleach. Granddad sang the red flag and ruined the Queen's speech. Oh, the neighbours had gone away on holiday to Crete, but they left a CD of Susan Boyle playing on repeat. Our sister Mary and her kids drove us up the wall. The dog ate some of Granddad's pills. And we'll dash the all.
It was the worst Christmas ever. No turkey, no crackers, no beer. It was the worst Christmas ever since last year. It was the worst Christmas ever. And not a grief and not a drop of good cheer. It was the worst Christmas ever
till next year. No sink, no paper act, no presents, no food, nothing. The heating, the telly, the fridge, they all went on the bleak. Uncle Keith got off his face and puked on Mary's mink. So Auntie threw the gravy boats all over Uncle Keith. We cut into the Christmas bird and there were Grandma's teeth.
It was the worst.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Men with Ven, the worst Christmas ever. Now, Men with Ven, they're Kentish, aren't they?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they're Kentish. And that we played a couple of tracks by them before, and they are a right laugh, old blokes, take the mickey, punk band sort of deal. And they were introduced to me by Fenella Fudge, and Merry Christmas to you, Fenella, and thank you for all of your help on the show over the years.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Now that we can announce who it was and all that.
Ah.
All yes. That time. And thank you very much to Men with Ven for sending that through. They were very pleased when they're on the show before. Hopefully they'll be pleased this time. Right then. So now, just before I ask you that question, Tony, I've just got another couple of facts for you. A couple of Norway-related. As you know, I go to Oslo once a month. So if I see a Norwegian Christmas fact, I'm interested. And here's two.
Since 1947, Oslo has sent a Christmas tree to London to thank us, the British, for our help in the Second World War. They also used, and I found this out this year, they used to send one to New York and Paris as well. But things have got tight, so they've cancelled New York and Paris, and only we get one.
Yeah, excellent.
Quite right, two Norwegians. And also, here's another Norwegian fact. Kissing under the mistletoe is thought to spring from Frigga, the Norse goddess of love, who was associated with the plant. And I can't believe the Norse goddess of love was called Frigga. Brilliant. Right then, have you got a twat?
I do.
Excellent.
Thanks for your twat nominations. Please do email me if you want to submit your twat for my perusal. Tony at punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. In fact, it's that simple. I had three from Insane Star. So this is the second part of the twatilogy.
Yeah.
Right, so she is now twatting her friend Sam. She lives in Leicester and is always inviting me and other people to stay with her for parties. That's Insane Star, not me, of course. Nights out, parties, nights out, etc. Each time I visit her, me and another friend of mine who's a bit alternative ask if we can go to a rock / alternative place, even if it's just for an hour or two. And every time we end up in chavvy pubs and clubs. The other issue is that I've been to visit Sam more times than I can count. I know I don't drive, so it's bloody coach for me. But every time I invite them to stay at mine and she can drive, she changes the subject completely. So I think she's a bit of a twat for both of these reasons.
I agree.
There you go.
I mean, there's still time for me to get my Christmas gift from Insane Star. It hasn't happened yet.
It could be hand-delivered.
I'm hoping that I will be receiving her package. It's never going to happen. No. Basically, if you listen to the show the first time for this Christmas special, I started hassling her for used knickers half a decade ago. No luck. No luck. Come on, Insane Star. Well, don't actually come on, Insane Star. That wouldn't be a bit rude. But maybe, well, I suppose someone might.
They might.
I know what happened then. Your silence said, Paul, you've gone too far. Let's move on.
Let's move on. So is this okay? You up for that one?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and for all the reasons stated, for being a bit of a shit friend by the sounds of things, and it is a bit of a pet peeve having to be the one who always has to go to see people. Sam, who lives in Leicester,
is a twat. La 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 la. I've got two last facts for you, Tom.
Okay.
I think you're going to like these. All right, there are... Oh, actually, I'll ask you, how many Santa Clauses do you think there are in Iceland?
Ooh. 100.
And what did you base that on?
Pure guess and stab in the dark.
I was going to say, because if you'd gone with, well, there might be one in every store, I'd go, oh, clever boy. No, there are 13 Santas in Iceland, Tony, each leaving a gift for children. They come down from the mountain one by one, starting on December the 12th, and have names like Spoon Licker, Door Sniffer, and Meat Hook. Crazy Icelanders. And now this one, my last Christmas fact for you, mate. This might be my favourite, because you know I like things a bit dark.
Yeah.
You would have noticed. In the Czech Republic, at Christmas, they enjoy dinners of fish soup, eggs and carp. The number of people at the table must be even, or the one without a partner will die the following year.
Jesus.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. I'm going to have to go to the Czech Republic for Christmas. It's the only way that I'll either make myself form a meaningful relationship with a significant other or speed up my own demise. It's win-win.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Right, last track this week, Tone.
Okay.
We played this band at the start of the show, a band called Far Q, you might remember. Told you all about them before that. And last week I threatened quite possibly the best rendition of the 12 Days of Christmas ever.
Yes.
This track that we're about to play as our farewell Christmas number for the Punky Radio Christmas Special 2014 defies the logic of alphabets. It's absolutely off the sheet, crazy brilliant. I've listened to it several times today, and every time it's got funnier. Even when you know what's coming, it just gets better. And if you want punk rock and Christmas joining hand in hand as one, then this is the festive mess. Oh, did I ask you what Men With Vens website was?
I don't think so.
What their Bandcamp page was?
No.
Only what's Men With Vens Bandcamp page?
menwithven.bandcamp.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony 2.5. What is Far Q's Bandcamp page?
far-q.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony 3.5. But ha ha ha, I still won. Yabu sucks. And this is quite possibly my favourite ever. This is up there with James Brown's Santa Claus Go Straight to the Ghetto in my affections for the best ever Christmas song. Tony, mm-hmm. This is Far Q. This is 12 Days.
No, fuck off. We don't do punk. On the first night of Christmas, to the side of me, partridge in a pear tree. On the second night of Christmas, to the side of me, two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, fucking down for Nicky B. Partridge in many days, nigga, making an American like a barboo. On the fourth night of Christmas, to the side of me, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Do you realise we just make this up as we go along? On a fifth day, please, we'll turn to me. Five gold milking, was it? Fuck it, no, bollocks. Five gold rings! Five gold rings, three branches, two turtles, and a partridge in a pear tree. Six. Oh, the seventh I've been, no, right, seven mates of milking, six swans are swimming. Five gold! We'll be right back. better. Yeah! Right, we've got 10 minutes to do 8 songs.
Oh, hey. In a cabin, down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That's about it for the Christmas special, Tony. Hope you've enjoyed yourselves.
Always.
I've had a really good time, mate. And I've really enjoyed the music, I've really enjoyed the chat, I've really enjoyed the facts, I've really enjoyed you, of course, I've really enjoyed the twats, I've really enjoyed everyone this year, but of course, this isn't our last show of the year, because we'll be doing our Between the Wars special just before New Year, on, I believe, December 30th, that's right, isn't it?
30th, I think, yeah.
Which will be our favourite songs of 2014. Are we saying that, or are we saying the last 6 months?
I think it's the last 6 months, really.
That's what I'm saying. Better. So what we'll do is we'll do our favourite songs of the last 6 months on next week's show.
Yeah.
Just before we go, perhaps you could thank, in heartwarming style, the internet stations that have lovingly carried the show.
Big thanks to our the only stations that you really should listen to apart from us is the Internet Talk Superstation. They've carried us for years. Even from a different station before that, I do believe, but do check them out. Is it Talk Station primarily, and we talk. The internet's Talk Superstation, talksuperstation.com. We're on Padunk Radio as well. A lot of great music as well as us. Great station, and plus it's got Padunk, which is one of the finest words, not in any dictionary. PODUNKRadio.com, and finally Radio Andra. Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE. Do check it out.
And we'll try and do iTunes reviews next week as well, if we've had any. We'll check those out, yeah?
We will.
All right, so say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo. I hope you get what you deserve this Christmas.
Bunch of guns.